As a teacher leader, you'll assume many roles that allow you to work with other teachers and even teacher candidates, also sometimes referred to as interns, residents, student teachers, or pre-service teachers. Throughout the lecture, I'll refer to these individuals as interns. I also may use the terms coach or teacher leader interchangeably, but they refer to you, the teacher leader who's working with other teachers or interns. Whether you are in a formal instructional coaching role, or a formal mentoring role to interns, or an informal peer coaching role, you'll use three sets of skills as a coach. Those sets of skills are technical skills, interpersonal skills, and pedagogical skills. Glickman, Gordon, and Ross Gordon have done extensive work on technical and interpersonal skills. They claim that technical skills are the skills needed to actualize the planning, observation, assessment and evaluation, and researching of instruction. Teacher leaders must be skilled in the technical aspects of planning with teachers, conducting pre- and post-observation conferences, gathering and analyzing data, and assessing and evaluating instruction. Interpersonal skills are the types and styles of behavior to communicate with teachers to improve instruction. Teacher leaders must be able to communicate effectively with and listen to their peers or interns. Recent research has added another set of skills known as clinical pedagogical skills. Burns and Badiali identified 7 clinical pedagogical skills that teacher leaders can use to teach about teaching in action. This lecture will focus on the interpersonal skills and describe a continuum of behaviors teacher leaders should understand in order to effectively coach interns and other teachers.